Hey there, attention seekers. It's your boy Leo Weston here, back with another dose of daily mind training to supercharge your focus and conquer the chaos of modern life. Today, we're diving into something super important. Mindful communication, because let's be real, navigating those tricky conversations can feel like trying to untangle a ball of yarn made out of barbed wire. Ever felt that frustration bubbling up when someone just doesn't seem to get your point? You know that feeling when you're arguing with someone and suddenly you're both speaking in different languages? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can totally upgrade our communication game and turn those potential explosions into productive dialogues. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help guru preaching about mindfulness, hear me out. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. Mindful communication is like having a secret weapon in your arsenal for resolving conflicts, building stronger relationships, and even boosting your own emotional well-being. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can start using right away. 1. Active listening, the ultimate power move. This isn't about passively waiting for your turn to speak. It's about truly absorbing what the other person is saying. Pay attention to their words, their body language, their tone of voice, the whole package. You know that feeling when someone actually makes you feel heard? That magic happens when you practice active listening. Try paraphrasing what they say to make sure you understand, ask clarifying questions, and resist the urge to jump in with your own opinions before they're finished. 2. Choose your words wisely. The art of diplomacy. Ever notice how a single word can completely change the tone of a conversation? It's like magic, right? Well, it's not magic, it's called choosing your words carefully. Instead of using accusatory language like, "you always," or, "you never," try phrases that focus on your own feelings and experiences. For example, instead of saying, "you're being so inconsiderate," try something like, "I feel hurt when." This shifts the blame from the other person to your own experience, making it more likely they'll be receptive to what you have to say. 3. Embrace empathy. Stepping into their shoes. This one is huge. Put yourself in their position. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Ask yourself, what might be going on for them that's influencing their behavior? Sometimes, a little empathy can go a long way in diffusing tension and building understanding. 4. Take a time out. The pause button. Ever notice how arguments tend to escalate when emotions are running high? Well, sometimes the best thing you can do is hit the pause button. Take a few deep breaths, step away from the situation for a few minutes, and give yourselves both time to cool down. When you return to the conversation, you'll be able to approach it with more clarity and less emotional baggage. 5. Focus on solutions. Turning problems into opportunities. Dwelling on the problem won't get you anywhere. Instead, shift your focus to finding solutions. Brainstorm together, explore different options, and work collaboratively to find a compromise that works for both parties. Remember, conflicts are opportunities for growth and learning, so embrace them. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're having a disagreement with your roommate about chores. Instead of launching into an angry tirade, you take a deep breath, remember these techniques, and try active listening. You ask your roommate how they're feeling, what their perspective is, and acknowledge their frustrations. You express your own feelings calmly and respectfully, focusing on solutions rather than blame. Boom! Suddenly, the conversation shifts from a tense standoff to a productive dialogue where both of you feel heard and respected. Remember, every interaction is an opportunity to practice mindful communication. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those wins, even the little ones. The key takeaway here is this. You have the power to transform your conversations from stressful battles into meaningful connections. So, go out there and start practicing these techniques. Remember, clear communication is the foundation of healthy relationships, personal growth, and a more harmonious world. Ready to make a difference? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag #HealYourAttentionSpan. Until next time, keep practicing, keep learning, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.